news pox. Start of that won't come off because it took so long to start because it's bloody McAfee. It's Tuesday, March the 27th. We are updating virus scans on our laptops, making everything very slow. So I'm not even sure if this podcast is going to work. It might be really slow.
I think
maybe we'll be talking like this all the way through.
Maybe we'll be talking like this. It's possible we'll be talking like this.
It'll probably be normal. But okay. What's the news?
Well, interestingly, when youngsters die, as they so often do, between the ages of 15 and 29, one in four who do die is because of binge drinking.
Crikey, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yes. And one particular... somebody who...
What are we going to do about this?
Well, doctors are saying ban alcohol for under 21.
I tell you what, I'm glad I'm not 17 at the moment. That'd be annoying, wouldn't it?
If 1 week before your 18th birthday, planning a good old piss up in the pub.
Thing is, though, you know, it's not like people who are saying that, what is it, from 15, which is 3 years below the level of acceptable drinking age. So, obviously, they're just going to get, you know, it would be more people getting drunk in more parks and bus shelters.
Yeah.
And then so, you might as well let them in the pub.
You know, see a kid giving another kid a blowjob at a bus stop. Like I saw in King's Cross.
Nice.
I watched for a while. Anna Mayers.
She's a fool.
She's a cunt.
No, the thing is, she's 29 years old.
Yeah, she's a chancer. Her story is that she danced on top of a garage roof when she was drunk, fell off, and now she's suing her landlord for not telling her not to dance on the roof.
And the thing is, the roof that she was dancing on wasn't even part of her flat that she was renting from the landlord. I feel sorry for the landlord.
I think it will be thrown out of court, I'd have thought.
Hope so. God, what if it isn't? That would be disgusting.
It must be, surely.
Ian Paisley and Jerry Adams sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Really?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. That's all
wow.
happened.
Wow. And they're really living it, aren't they? All that built up tension.
Oh, it's like years.
Like
it's like when Harry met Sally. Years they've been waiting for this. The YouTube awards have happened.
Oh.
They've given some awards out for things on YouTube, as the name would suggest. Quite an interesting set of categories.
Yeah.
You yawned, and that's made me yawn.
Sorry about that.
Most inspirational, most creative, best series, best commentary, most adorable, best music, best comedy. I'm very pleased to see that OK Go won most creative for their Here We Go Again video, which is ace.
Yeah,
it's been watched 13 million times or something.
Wow.
And not all of them, or by me. I've only watched it about three
and
times.
And yet, if you saw one of them in the street, would you recognise them?
No.
Interesting.
Although I think two of them might be hot.
Sheep poo, pig fat, and burnt bee's toes.
Bees don't even have toes.
What do they all have in common?
They're all part of a witch's potion.
They can make you prettier. So, how's for that?
And how?
Bees should be out fairly soon. Get them and just singe their toes off.
And eat it.
Eat it or rub it into your fanny.
Now, it's a story about how pizza can be good for you, because there's a new miracle pizza dough that if you ferment whole wheat dough for long enough, it causes the yeast to produce high levels of antioxidants, making it good. And for some reason, they've decided that you only ever use dough in pizza, not, for example, bread or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they come up with a bread that might be good for you with antioxidants in it, so that's nice.
It'll still give you IBS, I should think.
Probably.
David Miliband.
The thing about him is, first glance, cute. Look at him for a bit longer. He's got dead eyes like a shark.
Oh, sharks do have awful eyes, don't they?
That's what Miliband's got.
That's possibly, yeah. That's given me a chill. I was just thinking about sharks' eyes.
Someone made a good joke on the radio the other day, asking if he was related to the Steve Miliband. It's very funny.
Very good. Well, anyway, he said that he thinks Gordon Brown would be a good Prime Minister.
But the Blairites are backing him, aren't they?
Yeah.
Can I just point, I just remind Zena and tell you, Mr. Listener, or Mrs. Listener, or Ms. Listener, or Sir Listener, or
Listeners.
Doctor Listener. Yeah.
I'm optimistic.
That, because the computers are being very slow today, I have read the news properly in quite some detail. So, the Blairites are, they're backing Miliband as a leader, you know, to oppose Gordon Brown, but he's backing Gordon Brown, is he?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I know. A lawyer preparing a lecture wrote his own biography.
Yeah.
Somehow, don't know how it got slipped in there, but he was saying, you know, he's done a business degree and blah, 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 done this and this. Colleagues have also described him as a complete wanker. He just slipped that line in somehow. He's apologised for the error. The thing is, he said it himself, which is weird.
It sounds like someone
but
just
it sold out.
Slipped that in.
But he's the one who's apologised for it. I think he did it on purpose for a laugh. And he forgot to delete it. You know, you're writing something, you put in a little joke. Yeah, I'll get rid of that.
Save the baby turtle.
Is this because of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No. Although there's a newfound popularity in turtles, partly because of the Ninja Turtles, partly because of seeing the man throw the turtle.
Oh yeah, baked turtle.
Baked it alive and then ate his head. So there's been a baby, one of three born, at a zoo in Britain, a golden coin box turtle. It just sits on your hand. It's ever so cute, but apparently, the zoo said, hooray, there's been a birth. It's always a celebration at a zoo.
Yeah.
Nature finds a way. And that awful man from the telly who ate the frog's head said, put the zoo up and said, can I eat one of them?
I'm they starving.
Said, they said no, but he's apparently thinking of ways to break into the zoo so he can eat its face off. Look at it.
It's cute. I got it in my paper. Cabinet Minister Ruth Kelly, she complained about the Daily Mirror because they published a story saying that she was sending her dippy kid to a private school. She got very said it was intrusive to the kid. Mm. It was invading his privacy. She took the mirror to court, but it's been thrown at court saying that you're ridiculous. Of course it's relevant. It's very important that the people know about your hypocrisy.
It is
and yes, I agree with that analysis.
Hillary Clinton,
yeah,
who thinks that she should be the most powerful person in the world just because her husband managed to do it.
I think she'd be good.
But why?
She'd be nice, yeah.
I mean,
I'll come up with one of those. The Hillary wore the trousers in that relationship.
I mean,
metaphorically and physically.
It's not that I have anything against Hillary, because I think she would be better than the Bushes. Well, I mean, the Bushes I don't understand, because how come George Bush Jr. gets it just because his dad did it, and how come she gets it just because her husband?
But the American Constitution, the Americans are mental. You know that man who was. I'm President Reagan. Who is President Reagan?
Yeah.
He was an actor.
Yeah.
He was an actor. And there was a guy
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, this is the guy was on. He's an arsehole. They were talking about, you know, that Matty, what's his face, who was killed in Iraq by friendly fire, and they were discussing. He was this American defense fella, not high up. I hadn't heard of him before, and he was on Andrew Marr's program. Andrew Marr's going, look, can you? Why can't we just see this? Because we have to understand that our process is different from yours. And it's going, well, you should understand, Mr. American Man, that the way our courts work is different from yours. So give us the fucking... And then at one point she went, well, Governor Schwarzenegger says, no, you go, oh, don't try and impress... Do you know what I mean? It's like, you've just made a laughing stock of yourself by naming the man from Terminator as someone as an authority as anything.
His whole campaign was walking around to big crowds of people going, I'll be back. And then I'll kill you all.
I'll break for him.
Steal an apple, cut your hands off.
Yes. So, but then he's part of the Kennedy clan.
If we were going to have an actor as a Prime Minister,
Yeah.
like they've done,
yeah.
who'd we go for?
Colin Firth.
Like Hugh Grant.
Yeah, as the blacks. So he'd be Chancellor. Prime Minister.
Well, Firth would have to be brown, because he's more grumpy.
Yeah. Yeah, and Grant all sort of, all show, all flash.
Yeah.
Very charming. Yeah. He could do Blair.
Yeah. They should play them in a film.
Oh, let's write it. It'd be brilliant.
Who else?
I don't know. I think Freddie Prinze Jr. should be David Cameron.
David Tennant could be Peter Mandelson.
This film's going to be ace.
Is that right?
The boy from Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, Ruth Kelly. Kylie Minogue could play Hazel Blears because they're both very small. Sorry. Right. I watched this on Crime Watch.
Who's the woman who acts in everything with a stupid voice who's in Harry Potter as a girl in the trailer?
I can't remember what her name is. I want to call her Sharon Small, but she's a different woman with a slightly silly voice.
She should be the late Momo.
This guy was killed on New Year's Day. Well, it was just like news, basically right in the early hours of the New Year. He was stabbed outside a pub, and it was in a big crowd of people. It's in Bath, and I saw this on Crime Watch. They reckon, you know, people know who it was who stabbed him, but nobody's coming forward. And someone,
a bit like what happened to Dennis.
He's very similar to what happened to Dennis. No one's come forward, and so instead, someone has written a poem called "Running" from Paul Kelly, saying it named the person in the poem. The poem's been anonymously posted up around town. It names who the killer was. And it just says everyone else is too scared to come forward. But what an extraordinary way to, you know, you'd think you'd make an anonymous phone call to the police or something, or to Crime Stoppers, or to Nick Ross.
Well, maybe you spent a lot of time sat there thinking about it, and eventually
came up with some rhymes.
Came up with some funny rhyme.
A limerick.
I listened to Pears on the radio last night. She was funny as fuck.
Really?
She was really funny.
She was on Radio 4 at 11 o'clock, wasn't she? Yeah. I did see that was on, but I did listen to it. Mm.
Jarvis Cocker. He can be in the film.
Who would he play?
Bono.
What about him? You just said Jarvis Cocker, is that it? Is that the story?
Oh yeah, he's going to do some solo gigs.
He's playing the V Festival. It was his idea, apparently, in the first place to have the V Festival in Leeds and Essex, wherever it is, up north and down south. And so he's playing it. Also playing The Killers, excellent. The Foo Fighters, pretty good. And Snow Patrol, really boring! Oh, I've circled a lot on this page.
Pete Doherty, big fan of Mr. Dan.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Two cunts together.
Oh, good lord, Danny Drew. There's Bourneville. Is it a place? A real place?
And a chocolate bar.
Yeah, it's named after the chocolate bar. Or maybe the chocolate bar is named after Bourneville. Probably that. Anyway, it was built by Mr. Cadbury for his Olympus to live in. They were all Quakers. And so this is an area of Birmingham.
This is completely made up.
No, it's an area of Birmingham that was made for the Cadbury workers. Mr. Cadbury was a Quaker, I think.
Where did the...
Yeah, he was. He's a Quaker chocolate baron. Anyway, it was built for his own Columbus to live in, and it's still entirely alcohol-free, like the Quakers are. And Tesco's have recently applied to have a little Tesco's Metro there, and they want to sell alcohol, and their application to sell booze has been turned down because they say, no, we still want to keep it free of off licences and pubs and everything. It's nice, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
If you don't like it, don't live there.
Some Pullumpers are real.
Yeah.
Crikey. A family went to Zimbabwe on safari, one of these very expensive posh holidays.
Mm-hmm.
All got killed, apart from the dad, by an elephant.
Now, see, I was misled by the headline because you get elephant tramples wife and daughter. So, like, I thought it was an elephant attacking his own wife and his daughter. But no, it attacked a man's wife and a man's daughter.
That's extraordinary that you thought that from that.
officials said the party was attacked by the bull elephant that was unusually aggressive because it was sexually aroused. So it was an elephant with a great big stiffy.
I hope they got killed before they got raped.
Yeah. And have you seen an elephant's cock? Massive. It's really? Big as a man.
Really?
Depending on the size of the elephant. It's in proportion. Misha Barton, star of the OC, claims British men are too shy to ask her for a date.
Maybe they just don't want to.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but they probably do. She's actually quite sweet. She is British originally and moved to America. She's not entirely stupid, but she's a bit skinny.
Well, maybe she's got a real filthy mouth on her, hasn't she?
Is she?
Yeah. Maybe she should try being a bit more of a lady.
Beth Ditto from The Gossip, or Gossip, hates H&M's new Madonna range, says there's nothing in there for me in my size. And you think, do you realise that there's nothing there for anybody who isn't Madonna's size? Because have you seen that trouser suit that's on the adverts? It's like a 3/4 length cat suit. There's very few people who are going to be able to pull that look off.
I bought it.
Have you tried it on yet?
Yeah.
Did it fit you?
Basically, yeah. A child killer has presumably been let out of prison, and to make some money back, he's selling all the toys that belong to the kid that he killed that are a load of Daleks.
Now, you've made this story up out of two stories. It's worse than that sounds. Because this is a dad whose son died last year of cancer. The son had spent his whole life collecting Daleks. Dad's gone, fuck it, I'll sell it. It's worth about 4,000 quid. You know, he didn't think, I'll keep that in my son's memory. It's like, I can't wait for that kid to die and then I can sell him this stuff. 4,000 quid. Well, hey, I'm off to Zimbabwe to be trampled by an elephant.
Bloody hell. Nurses are going to start doing abortions.
Now, that headline, again, nurses could do legal abortions. It's like, it's an unsaid thing that all nurses do illegal abortions all the time. Can't get enough of it with their gin and coat hangers. The boss of Barclays, Bob Diamond, which is a good name, he's been paid £100 million. It's the biggest fat cat payment ever known to man. And Barclays were recently... Did you watch the programme about how Barclays were evil?
I saw a bit of it, but I fell asleep during it.
Oh, I didn't bother trying to watch it. I'll tell you what Barclays are doing at the moment. They're giving a lot of work to little Tom Baston from The Coward.
They are.
He's in all their adverts.
Topless, I saw him the other day.
I posted that on their MySpace. gloomy offices make us sick. Cramped and dreary offices. A little bit like the one we're in now, which is extremely cramped.
It's not dreary, though. It's anything but dreary. We've got a big window.
Yeah, but the big window doesn't open, and usually, if it's not light outside, then it's not light in here, is it? Because we've only got that one tiny light bulb swinging above our heads. Anyway, it causes people to take time off sick.
Elton's dead.
He waited till he was 60 and then he's died.
Anyway, that's the end of that.
Actually, can I do an Elton John story? I mean, this is probably irrelevant now he's died.
Yeah, go on.
Look, I thought I could quickly pop this story up onto my computer screen in no time at all. It's taking ages. He is going to do a tour. Talking of tours, Snoop Dogg and P. Diddy have had to cancel their gigs that were supposed to be on from tonight in the UK because Snoop can't get a permit to come here. Also bad news for Busta Rhymes, who has been caught driving without a licence. And he said, no, I'm not taking community service, fuck you. So now he's got to go on proper trial and will possibly have to go to prison. So bad news if you're a black rapper. Bad news if you're the late Elton John, because church leaders in Tobago have called for a boycott of his concert because he's a gay.
And he's had too many concerts this year.
Yeah, and it'll have a socially negative impact.
He's
supposed to be being a jazz festival.
A stamp on eBay sells every 24 seconds. A handbag sells every 30 seconds. And every 3 minutes, a set of pens.
Crikey.
A second-hand teddy bear with an average...
Is this news or are you just reading an advert?
An average price of £12.
I've read the papers today. Right, so there's no fat stories, fat kid stories today, but there's thin kid stories.
R2-D2, one sold every 14 minutes.
Poor R2-D2. Children as young as 6 have been discovered with anorexia, or having symptoms of anorexia. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, it's because of size 0 models. Now, I'm going to stand up for the size 0 models here, even though I do think they're pointless. Because, Jesus Christ, when does a child of 6 ever spend its time looking at models? Probably never. What I'm thinking is, children these days. Now, I don't want to come across all David Cameron or anything. That would be terrible. What if you just put a fresh tea towel on? But children these days, they're obviously riddled with low self-esteem, and I never circled that. there must be something that's making them anorexic when they're six. They must be just, they must have horrible parents or just miserable lives. And just, there's no way it's because of size zero models. It's because of maybe a bad quality of life. Also, you know, no fat kids again, only thin kids. Lots of kids, there's been an increase in children with a form of very low body weight. But don't worry, because it's mainly mothers of Indian, Pakistani and Bangladeshi origin that are doing this. Which makes me think that possibly it's just not a cultural thing exactly, but a race thing, because, you know, maybe they just have slightly smaller children, they grow up okay.
People say, don't they, have a curry and that will get you going.
So maybe they're just getting going too quickly.
Yeah. Now, I've seen a story here.
Again, it's an advert.
Perform an act of mercy. £130 means that you can take a child with two heads and cut one of them off and it'll be happy with just the one. Looking at it, it's got like one normal head, looks quite a happy kid, and it's got like this other head coming out of his forehead. No features, but it's like proper, it's like, it's a head. The kid doesn't look that bothered by it, and I think he kind of looks like quite...
Can I point out again, like, I've actually read the news today, and all you're doing is looking at adverts and reading things and describing and keeping a tumour on its head. It's a hairy tumour, I'll give you that.
It's a parasitic twin head, extra head. But they've taken it off.
I'm going to cry in a minute.
Are you?
Yeah. Stop talking about the kid's head. You know that Bob Woolmer, the dead cricket man?
Mm-hmm.
You know how they carried on the Cricket World Cup going, oh, it's what he would have wanted? They shouldn't have bothered, because do you know anything about the Cricket World Cup apart from the man that died? Do you know any results? Do you know if England's still in it? No. Neither does any sports journalist in the country either, because they're just excited that they get to play Inspector Clouseau. The RAF have launched a clothing line. Don't know why. Castaway, the TV programme.
Also, men can dress as pilots.
The thing is, they're not. They're just wearing rugby shirts with little RAF tags on.
Rubbish.
It is rubbish. Look, one of them's pink, gay. Castaway has been moved from its primetime slot because people aren't bothered watching it. And I can tell you why they're not bothering to watch it. Because it's not interesting. It's rubbish. I don't know why they brought it back in the format they did. The interesting thing about Castaway when it originally started is it did have an element of the social experiment about it. It had Ben Fogel in it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
They were in an island in Scotland.
Totty, so long as he didn't open his mouth.
Yeah, there was no sort of folk people off, there was nothing, you know, there was no gimmicks. Mm. It was just these people surviving on an island for a whole year. And this one, they're there for like 12 weeks, they're in New Zealand, they're voting people off. Essentially, what the BBC have made is like a shit version of Shipwrecked. Because at least with Shipwrecked, everyone on it is young and beautiful.
Mm.
You don't have to look at a load of fat old housewives wearing bikinis. You get to look at, you know, some pretty blonde girls and some handsome men in their bathers. I think at least Shipwrecked's honest about what it's doing.
Mm.
Sending pole dancers out and all. BBC, I spit on your Castaway. Disney have launched champagne for children. It's called Disney Party Fizz. It comes in a champagne-shaped bottle, but it's a plastic bottle with a gold foil wire tie and cork targeted at young girls so they can have champagne at a party. I'm presuming it's non-alcoholic, but it's probably baby sham, essentially.
Yeah, well, it'll get them on the road to ruin.
Remember Anne Cole Smith?
Yeah.
She died.
Yeah.
She died of an accidental drug overdose, mainly prescription drugs, because she was on a various sleep medication for her depression and anxiety and sleeping, and she just took too many.
Mm.
Beppe?
Beppe DiMarco?
Yeah. Do you remember him?
Yes.
He's just won £100,000 in a regional leg of a national poker competition. Given up on the acting. Professional gambler now.
Nice. Some kids at school did tests on Ribena and was shocked to discover that there's no vitamin C in it.
Yeah, it's in New Zealand, isn't it, where they advertise Ribena by saying it's got four times as much vitamin C as orange juice. And they tested it and found it was the other way around. How old they were, like 16 or something when they did the experiment. Brilliant. You could tell that wouldn't have happened in a school over here, would it?
No, I would have no idea how to look for vitamin C. They must have
so anyway, they're taking GlaxoSmithKline to court. Because they're lying, which is quite good. I like the fact that schoolgirls are holding up multinational companies for lying.
It's fucking cool. I'll tell you what, that's going to be filmed, isn't it?
I hope so.
It'll be a British film, probably with Johnny Vegas in it. Maybe Liz Smith as grandma.
Brilliant.
Caroline Hearn as the mum, etc. Story here about hair loss.
It's not a story!
Doesn't need to be a problem.
You missed next to the Ribena story. Cheap tea bags are filled with little more than dust, an expert claimed yesterday. Professional taster Mark Isaac said he was disgusted by Asda's Smart Price tea. 29p for 80 bags. He said cabbage water tastes better. But an Asda spokesman said, Asda brand teas range from the highest quality leaf down to the finer cut leaf. This is reflected in the price. To be honest, for 29p, 80 bags, it will taste like. Do you remember when we had those tea bags from Lidl?
Tea bags are nasty on the whole. It's
horrible.
Very rare that you get
this one. I still have nightmares about that. Have you know you've got a special report to do, haven't you?
Yeah.
Don't start talking about that story, which isn't an advert for film premonition. It's such a film
The special report that I've got to do is about very serious.
Well, I'll lead up to this special report with my own science story. Mm-hmm. A wolf has been cloned from another wolf. The original was called Snoo Wolf. Mm-hmm. The clone is called Snoo Wolfie. They've just put a Y on the end of it. Perhaps mm-hmm. they put an extra Y chromosome in. And that's why.
There wouldn't be clones anything.
No.
Scientists have revealed because the world's only known case of semi-identical twins. Not only are they semi-identical...
Oh, excuse me, could you explain how they're not either identical or non-identical, but semi-identical?
Well, one egg from the mum, two different horses. Too exciting. Two different lots of sprung.
From different men?
Two different lots of sprung from the same man.
Okay.
So the egg was there floating around. The sprung came firing at it. Two managed to worm their way in. And then from that came a pair of semi-identical twins.
Are they both boys or both girls?
Well, you may ask that question and I can
did
say,
ask that question.
I don't know the answer. One of them certainly a boy. The other one, well, could be anything. It's got a fanny and it's got a cock. So what they're doing is they're bringing them up and letting it be at the moment because it can wee and poo and stuff. That's fine. Then they're going to wait and see what it looks like.
Could you tell me anything about the genetic makeup of these children?
Well, they suffer from chimera.
What's chimera?
It's when it's one of those really cool diseases where you're like a bit of one thing and a bit of another. Almost like a chessboard. Like black and white slotted together. I'm not sure if they've got progeria. But the mum says she's seen like they've got sort of the features, facial features of that of progeriac children. So that could turn out to be an interesting element as well. No photos available, but I'll be sending off to see if I can get hold of some. And each baby has one black foot, one white foot.
Spooky.
And that is the science special report.
Very nicely done. Any further news?
Yes. Ken Livingstone's going to speak. And premonitions. Have you ever had a premonition?
No.
Because you know what? It's not your imagination. It's an actual premonition.
I was going to take the piss out of I really shouldn't, but I'd say afterwards. Oh, now you know this morning I said I wanted to discuss something that I saw on BBC Breakfast News this morning.
Yes, you did.
Very important issue. This was a major story on BBC Breakfast News, and I know BBC Breakfast News is quite rubbish in terms of its actual news coverage, but this, I thought, took the biscuit. Scientists have done a lot of research, and they've discovered that star signs doesn't really have anything to do with love compatibility. And they had quite a serious discussion with it about this, about whether it was true or not. And it turns out Mark Curry, who was the ginger one who used to present Blue Peter, and he did that good like furniture makeover show that used to be on when we were students. He now has gone grey, not ginger anymore, but he owns a dating agency. And he is apparently a big fan of star signs, and he says he'll get in trouble if he says that his dating agency is based on star signs, because it isn't, because his partner doesn't believe in that. But he really does, and it was just a man who used to be on Blue Peter 15, maybe 20 years ago, talking about star signs and going, ooh, yes, you're compatible with other fire signs, Bill Turnbull. It was awful, but I can't believe that A, scientists have found it necessary to do any research into whether horoscopes have any relevance to love compatibility, and B, the fact that BBC Breakfast News thought this was worth reporting on. Astonishing.
And so, who am I compatible with?
It's irrelevant.
Fire sign?
It's irrelevant.
It's what?
It's irrelevant.
What? Star sign's not real?
No. It's irrelevant.
Star sign's... But I'm Scorpio.
In that case, you are... you'll be... What sort of sign are you?
I'm a scorpion.
No, what sort of...
Animal.
Is you fire insect. Or water or air or the other one? Earth.
Dunno.
You'll be... Whatever the same as that. I could do it. You can... let's look where the horoscopes... I don't know where they are. I can't tell you anything.
Well... I mean, I've always thought I'm a typical Scorpio.
Okay, you're a Scorpio, which is there. 1, 2, 3, 4, Pisces you should be compatible with, and 1, 2, 3, 4, Cancer.
Well,
you can count four, if you get your star sign, count four on, that's who you're compatible with. Then count another four on, that's who you're compatible with.
Is that what they worked out?
Yeah. That's what the scientists worked out. Okay, thanks for listening.
Sorry about
this. This is the longest one ever. This is getting really bad. We're going to have to, tomorrow, you're not going to allow to report on any adverts, and I'm not allowed to read the news again. Thanks for listening. Bye!